I please call on Sister Isosa to do the opening prayer? Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Let's pray. O Holy Lord, we are worthy of all our praises. You reign in majesty above us and our Lord forever. We thank you for allowing us to be graced by your presence today. Hallowed be your name. Accept our love and adoration in Jesus' name. We are here to pray and to worship. We resist even and pray that your light will always shine on us. May all your people see your light through us. In Jesus' name we worship. Amen.
To the Lord of Lords. Can we be seated, please, whilst I call Mr. Richard for the Bible reading? Amen.
The reading this evening is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 2 and verses 15 to 20. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand that the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, the Father of for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We are just here to lead the praise and worship. We are not here to render praise and worship on your behalf to God. So however it is you deem fit to praise and worship God, you've got God's presence to do that. Amen. Can we stand up, please, as we take the next hymn?
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned.
Just for who you are. It is an amazing feeling. Even if you've got shortcomings, God still loves you for who you are. And remember this, you are created in the image of God. So there is no mistake about you. There is no mistake about you. Tell your neighbor, so there is no mistake about you. Look at that neighbor. Look at them. Even if you don't know them, talk to them. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. There is liberty and pleasures forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. This one is one of my favorite. Because it's a song that sees me through trying times. My hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I do not trust the sweetest praise, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. So can I get my hope?
My hope is built on nothing less.
storm. God is the Lord of all. Now the devil tries to convince us and plays us like a puppy, telling us otherwise, that because you're passing through the storm, then God doesn't love you. Oh, the devil is far from being right about this. Because he knows you can handle that situation. God knows you can handle that situation. That is why he's allowing you go through that. Because he has said in his word that there are no temptations taking you. Because we are in Christ Jesus, he will always give us the fortitude to bear anything it is we're going through. He knows you are strong and he knows you are brave to go through. So please never give up. Never give in. Because God is faithful. Look at your neighbor and say, I am a living testimony of God. See, some of us might find this a bit odd when I say, it's part of a gospel thing, okay? So I want you to work with me. So when I say, look at your neighbor, it's okay. Because we will be as free as possible here tonight. So look at your neighbor again and say, I am a miracle of God. Amen. So this next one says, amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
Grace,
the mere clay onto the solid ground of Christ. Amazing grace takes us as a rejected stone and makes us a cornerstone. Amazing grace tells us we are strong, even though the enemy tells us we are weak. Amazing grace. Amazing grace.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song.
Style that she grows wild and all that. So we're going to do a bit of subtle, because I want the service tonight to be reflective. So it's okay to sit down if your legs are aching, but it's going to be more sensational if you stand up to sing along for this set. But it's okay, because I think you'll even stand up without even telling me to. But I know that some of us might not be able to stand for a long time, so it's okay to sit down, but make sure that our hearts are together. The heart is what that matters, okay? That is what we have together as Christians, our heart. It should be in the right place, and that is worshiping God. No matter what happens, let's stay focused. Let's go.
Awesome wonder, conceit the
verse 4. So much, but then we're going to put a bit of African twist to it. So it's okay to stand up and join and sing. But as I said, if your legs are aching, please be seated. Okay.
Right. You'll never sink in over me.
Lord be magnified and praised. Can we be seated, please? Now, I'd like to invite somebody to the Graham, is it altar or dais? Sorry, my African accent gets in the way at times, so you have to excuse me a bit. So the first person I had this person preach, he preached like a gospel preacher. And I was like, oh, that is another soul in a different body. We must have him here at St. Mark's for one of our gospel nights. And since then, actually was meant to come for the last gospel night, but he couldn't make it, but then he sent somebody on his behalf to clear the way. So now he is here. Can we please welcome Pastor Alan Smith with a Holy Ghost welcome. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Well, this buzz, if I'm standing here, I get vertigo going up there. I don't really, but it's good to be near the congregation. You know, many years ago, if I'd been in a service like this, I would have thought everybody had gone nuts. But then, if we had, who wants to be sane? Because, you know, God deserves our praise. And it was wonderful to come together this evening to praise the Lord together. By the way, some of you know me, and I recognize some of you. One or two people greeted me as if I should be dead by now. But I'm still alive. And there were people that thought I'd retired. Let me just give you a quick message. I haven't retired. There is no retirement plan in the kingdom of God. I have now reached the age of 76. And if God spares me, I'll be preaching for the next 20 years. In fact, I want to preach until I drop dead in the pulpit. And I've told my wife, if I drop dead in the pulpit, just get somebody to push me to one side and carry on the service. Because I'll then be with God. But you know, I want to just say to you tonight, it's wonderful when we realize that the Spirit of God is in this place. And it's in this place because we're in this place. He inhabits the praises of his people. And if you don't know Jesus yet as your Savior, and you're looking around and thinking, what are all these people? Well, the reason they're like they are is because they have met Jesus and he's changed their lives. Many years ago, when I first started going to church, I was brought up in a Christian home. The greatest expression of joy within the church, when somebody said something really good, was kind of, And everybody else would go, But then the Spirit of God began to move. In this church, by the way, when I moved here to Medway 53 years ago, I intended to come for 2 years. We've been here 53 years. And this church was just under the power of God. God was moving in this place. And you know, the verse of scripture that was read earlier talked about, you know, when you're filled with the Spirit, then we speak to ourselves, or some versions say, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, there's two ways of looking at that. One way is, if you're filled with the Spirit, what comes out of you has to be psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, praise to our God. The other way is that when we begin to praise God, when we begin to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, we get filled with the Spirit. I believe both is true. And the more we praise our God, you know, it says this quite clearly in the Word, when we offer our praises to God, his power comes down upon us. I want to tell you a story. I've only got about 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you a story because it's about this church, really. Many years ago in this church, before we ever moved to Medway, there was a lady and a husband that came here and got saved. They had been involved in the occult. And I can't tell you, because I wouldn't frighten you, the kind of things that they saw when they were involved in the occult. But they came to this church and they got born again. And they got filled with the Holy Spirit. And it totally changed their lives around. And I got to know them. And in fact, we started our fellowship, which was something like 40-odd years ago, in the home of the lady that was here. Her husband had died when she was about 47. And she began to realize that praise was the answer. Worship was the answer to many situations. You know, when you're grieving and you know that your husband, wife, family member is in heaven, and they're already rejoicing, and the Lord, we need to rejoice with them. And so this lady who we ministered to a tremendous amount because she was depressed, she began to realize that the devil was trying to hold her down. And she found that she wasn't sleeping at night. Anybody have trouble sleeping at night? I'm going to tell you the secret that this lady found. She couldn't sleep at night. All night she was thinking of what she had lost. And so one night, having read some of the scriptures, she said to herself, next time the devil wakes me up or keeps me awake, I'm going to praise the Lord. And so the first night she left her bed and she went into the kitchen. I don't know whether this bit was necessary, and I better not do it here because these look like posh chairs, but she stood on her chair in the kitchen and she just began to worship and to praise God. And she just praised and she praised until she found herself feeling sleepy, and she got into bed and she fell asleep. And she did this night after night when she couldn't sleep. She stood on the chair and she praised the Lord. And you know, she said this to the devil, devil, you may want to keep me awake, but all the time you keep me awake, I'm going to give this time to praise and worship of my God. You know, eventually the devil got the message. And then she went to bed and she found herself sleeping until the morning. She was feeling quite disappointed. She was getting used to the chair in her kitchen. She was getting used to worshiping and praising her God. This came out of this church many, many years ago. And I'm glad to say and to see that God is still moving in this place. Folks, I want to tell you, praise and worship should be part of our daily life. You know, many people speak about prayer. And prayer is important, don't get me wrong. But prayer sometimes can be a bit like picking up the telephone and speaking to God. He's paying the bill, by the way. We pick up the telephone, we speak to God, and then as soon as we've said our say, we put the telephone down. But when we begin to praise Him and give thanks to Him, when we begin to listen to what He's saying to us, you know, He speaks more into our heart. And all that happens is when He speaks in our heart, the praise begins to issue forth. So whatever way you normally praise the Lord, and I don't know, I go places where they're ever so quiet. I've been with this young lady most of the weekend. That sounds bad, doesn't it? We were sharing meetings together over this weekend. And I tell you, she got my feet dancing. And I can't do it like I used to. In the old days, we used to have a thing we called the Hempstead Hop, because I was in a fellowship called Hempstead Christian Fellowship, and we used to dance, dare I say that, when the presence of God was there. We even did the conga around the church on occasions, because God was there. And when the Spirit of God comes upon us, there is something that issues from our lives. But don't wait for the Spirit of God to come upon you. Let it begin to flow. Let the Spirit of God begin to flow out of you. Let praise and worship begin to flow out of you. I have been so blessed being here. I said this, and this young lady knows this. I've said this before. These folk, some of you are probably born in England, so I mustn't, presume that you've come from afar. No, you have. But these people have come because God sent them. What did He send them for? To stir us up. And to enjoy. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to stop being English. We can still be English, but we can also just let loose and let the Spirit of God do what He wants to do. Sorry, the noisy ones are over this side. So God bless you. Thank you for inviting me to come. I reckon 7 minutes is up, don't you? Well, you said 7 minutes. I didn't.
Can you say a word of prayer just to...
Yes, let's just pray together. Father, we just thank You that Jesus is in this place. Father, I am so reminded tonight, Lord, being here, that, Lord, this very place, Lord, year after year has seen the Spirit of God moving and has been a light shining to those that are in darkness. Father, there are other folk come from other churches tonight. And Lord, I pray for the church in the Medway towns, that, Lord, you will come and visit us again and again and again and again, and that the power and the presence of Jesus will fill our churches. Lord, I pray for the Salvation Army folk that are on the platform tonight. Lord, I thank you for them. I thank you that years ago, Lord, their founder, Lord, said, why should the devil have all the best tunes? And Lord, so much has come out of that movement. Father, will you bless them and bless every church represented in this place? And Lord, I pray that every person, those that are hurting, those that are afraid, Lord, those that somehow feel that you pass them by, those that feel that they're behind the door whenever things, blessings and whatever we're giving out, Father, I pray that you meet them tonight and meet their needs in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. This awesome brother here, Brother Kelechi, is like a celebrity in the gospel world. So we might not know him, but trust me, we know him. Amen. He is very humble. And I was passing through the high street, I think, 3 weeks ago or thereabout. And I just saw the back view of this person. I was like, oh, this is odd. And I was like, and you know me, Mayoa. And I was like, Brother Kelechi, what are you doing in Gillingham? Because the last I heard, he lived in London. And I was like, yeah, I just moved here 1 week ago. Oh, I was like, oh, wow, that's amazing. And I was like, you know what, I want a church that I can go and worship. I'm like, oh, and we were standing right in front of the church. And I was like, oh, you are in trouble, man, for letting me hear that. And I said, that is my church here. And we're having our next gospel night in a few weeks' time. Can you come and be a blessing? Now, this man, before you invite him, he has a long waiting list. But then, for him to be so humbled as to accept our invitation, please, can we bless his life with a round of applause, please? Amen. That is Brother Kelechi Ife, and he'll be doing some renditions for us. May you remain blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Let's appreciate Sister Mayowa. Clap your hands and appreciate this woman of God. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm so glad to be here. And word on everything is sounding very good. I mean, I've never seen a choir that sound together like this. My God, please clap your hands for them. This is wonderful. Word on for putting this together. Hallelujah. I'm so blessed. This is my first church in Gillingham. This is the first time I'm attending a church in Gillingham. So I'm happy to be here. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach you a song, very simple song. It says, you are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. Your thought is higher than ever. All creation testify. You are amazing, God. It's a simple song. Can we do it? Let me hear you sing. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. Your thought is higher than it. Your thought is higher than earth. All creation testifies. You are amazing, God. Let me hear you sing. Sing to your Father. You are amazing, God.
You are amazing, God.
You are amazing, beautiful God. Yeah.
You are amazing, God.
Your thought is higher than ever. Your thought is higher than ever. All creation testifies. You are amazing, God. Tell him tonight. You are amazing, God. You are God.
You are amazing, God.
You are beautiful, God.
You are amazing, God.
Your thought is higher than earth. All creation testify. You are amazing.
You are amazing, God.
Just wave your hands and worship him. Thank you. are amazing, God.
You are amazing, God.
You are beautiful. Awesome, God, you are.
You are amazing, God.
Your thought is higher.
Your thought is higher than death.
All creation testifies.
You are amazing. Creation testifies, you are amazing, God.
Amazing God, unending God. We will sing your praise through all eternity. Amazing God, unending God. You are who you are, King Eternity. Amazing God. Just lift your hands to Him. Unending God. We will sing your praise through all eternity. Amazing God. Unending God. Oh, you are who you are, King Eternity. You are amazing, God. Sing tonight. Say,
you are amazing, God.
You are beautiful. You are wonderful, God.
You are amazing, God.
We've come to love you. We lift your name high.
Your thoughts is higher than name. All creation testifies, you are amazing, God.
Oh, you are beautiful, God.
You are amazing, God.
In this great of a God, that's who you are.
You are amazing, God.
Oh, your God is higher.
Your thought is higher than all creation testifies.
One more time, sing to your Father.
You are amazing, God.
You are, God.
You are amazing, God.
You are amazing, God.
You are amazing, God.
Lovely Father. Your thought is higher.
Your thought is higher than earth. All creation testifies. You are
we live in your name.
Higher, higher,
do I have more? One more. Okay. Just wave your hands and love him tonight. Love him. He's a faithful God. Wonderful God. Wonderful God. You are here, moving in this place. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, turning lives around. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, touching men and women, healing the sick, bringing souls to the kingdom. We worship you. You are here, doing something new, setting the captives free. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, changing the city, reviving the city, Gillingham, reviving the city, bringing your kingdom, your righteousness, your grace, your love, your power, salvation. You are here, healing every sickness. We worship you. We worship you. City. You are making a way in that way. You are making a way. You are making a way. Oh, we declare tonight. You are. Hey, you are making a way. Yeah. Oh, you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, that is who you are.
Even as I'm leaving, I want you to open your mouth and begin to speak light in this city. When light comes, darkness disappears. Go ahead and speak light. Lord, we declare light over the men and women, over the children, over the lives of people, Lord. We speak forth your light. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let every darkness disappear. Let darkness disappear. Oh, way maker.
Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
Thank you so much. Now, for some of us, it might be odd that we are clapping every time. I want us to realize something. We are not clapping for the person ministering, but instead we are appreciating God in their life. So don't feel uneasy clapping. It is in the Bible, it is scriptural. Clap your hands. Clapping is a thing of joy. It's a thing of joy. It is not to stroke anybody's ego, but it is to say that we are one in Christ. We accept the Christ in you. We accept God in you. Amen.
thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. Boast about what God has done in my life and what God is doing. Some of us that know my family and love us. There was a time in our life that we couldn't meet up with the rent at home. And we just had £125. Now this, the amount is very crucial. £125 to meet up with the rent. And I said, God, I'm not going to beg from anybody. I had a chat with God. I didn't pray. I didn't go, oh, Lord, my son, delicate. No, I had a proper chat, like a child having a chat with a father. And I said, God, I'm not going to beg. To cut the long story short, in less than 24 hours, somebody puts an envelope through our letterbox. And it was almost as if God was making fun of me. When we opened the envelope, it had £250. In the envelope. God gave us double for our trouble. Amen. Do you understand? Amen. Now I'm making myself and my family vulnerable here. But then I believe in the Bible passage, 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 4, that says, praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us hope in the time of trouble, so we can give hope to those in time of trouble. So those that know me, they know I don't keep secrets about God's faithfulness in my life. This is to encourage somebody here. To encourage somebody here that God is faithful. God is merciful. Amen. Last year, I'm sorry I'm taking your time, but I didn't plan on doing this. But I just feel that I should be spontaneous about this. I don't know what this is for. And it's just about eviction. Somebody been evicted, I don't know why. But then I need to reassure you that God is a shelter over your life. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give in. Last year, my family and I, we were threatened with eviction. Most of you were thinking, what do you spend your money on? Why are you always in debt? There is a reason behind that. But I don't want to go into that tonight. To cut the long story short, somebody blessed my family. And I like to say the amount because it is mandatory, I say, that there is nothing impossible for God. Amen. We have never ever received that amount of money before. And my husband just came after a praise session and just put an envelope through his hand and said, that is £1,000 for you. Enjoy your Christmas. Now tell me, why won't I praise God like a crazy girl? I will praise God, and to be honest with you, I'm not bothered about whoever that says anything derogatory, about my way of worship. Because I believe it is the relationship I have between me and my God. And that is what I want us to feel tonight. To feel that nothing can hinder us from praising God. Despite what it is we are facing, God is still the God of all creation. Amen. He has said that he that began a good work will be faithful to complete it. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Please, can you make way for them, please? Make way for them. Now, they've been sitting down, they're hiding, but they've been amazing. The Salvation Army Band, please, can we clap for them? Amazing. 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 And these guys here, this awesome gospel band, we are from different churches. But all I have to do is just text and say, my people, God has called us to go again. Are you ready to come along for the ride? And they say, sure, sis, let's go and take hold of the kingdom of God. Please, can you appreciate everyone on the band for me? Amazing. Now, we started this service. We can sit down. I don't want that. I don't like it when the legs are hurting. I'm sorry. The first gospel night was just, Miss Amanda, where are you? She was the vessel that God used. And she thought, you know, she thought she was joking. She just said, Mayowa, do you fancy organizing a gospel service? I said, oh, are you sure? And I said, yes, I will. I didn't know how to go about it, but anything that has to do with God's work, I believe that it's another challenge for me, and it makes me grow better and better. So I took on the challenge, and I said, yes, why not? And to cut the long story short, we've had several after that. And this month max 1 year from the first gospel service we had. And we've had several. And again, to share another good story with you, I'm sure Mr. Saju will buttress me on that point. Now, because of that, and with all humility I say this, because of that, God created an opening in the church for a gospel planter. And even if I said I wasn't going to do it, I'm sure people will actually break my house down. People were actually tagging me on Facebook. Oh, Mayowa, this is for you. And they were sending messages to me privately. This job opportunity is for you. And I applied, and I went for the interview on Wednesday. And hello, this is the new gospel church planter here at St. Mark's. And I say this with all humility. To be quite honest with you, I am trusting God on this journey. It is not something that if somebody had told me I would be doing, that I would have said, oh, no. But God, I've learned to trust in God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Because in Christ alone do we have our hope. Amen. This song, you can stand if you want to. If you don't, that's okay.
My song, it's gonna song, it's song.
when God takes you on a journey, the people you don't expect to be against you then turn against you. That is when you should know that there is God in that thing, because then the devil raises lots of opposition just to discourage you and tries to lure you away or distract your focus. So no scheme of man can ever separate me from the love of God.
Amen.
We are running out of time, so we won't be able to do all our songs. But we'll do this one. Hallelujah. I prefer to have more songs than have less songs. But then I don't like to go beyond the time that we've stipulated. Hallelujah. Behold him
Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
You are not just large. You are a great God. Now, you just follow the steps of the band, okay? I say you are God, oh. You are not just big, oh. I say you are not just large, oh. You are a great God. Very simple. Let's go.
You are God.
Mr. Saju, the person that saw a gap, that God used to see a gap. Although Mr. Amanda instigated it, but then God opened my vicar spiritual eyes and said, we have to, I'm sorry, sir.
Right, shall we pray? You know, the Father must love it. The Father must be so... Right. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes.
I just said there, the Father must love it. The Father must be so pleased as He covers the face of the earth. Here are believers in the name of Jesus meeting in different congregations, coming together to praise His name. He lives here. The Father who created the universe and all that we see and smell and imagine lives in our hearts. He is great and big. He lives in our hearts. So as we finish, may I invite us to have a few moments of quiet, and as we finally go to our homes, acknowledge God's presence here in our hearts. Holy Spirit, we love you. And if there's anybody here tonight who haven't experienced the person of the Holy Spirit in this moment, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, ask Him, come. Come and live in my life. Enable me to follow Jesus. For in Him we experience the fullness and the grace and the mercy of God. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us, in us. Lord, you searched me, and you've known me. You know my innermost being. You know my thoughts from afar. Even before they are in our breath, you have known me, Lord. Behind or before, in the heavens or below, in the east or in the west, in the light or in the night, in the womb or in the tomb, your hand has been there to guide, your hand has been there to hold us close. And tonight we thank you for your hand that ministered to us through your word and through the song, through the giftedness of your people. So we go into our world, our beautiful world, our broken world, carrying your spirit in us. This week, enable us to be salt and light in the dark places in this world, that we might behold the glory of God in this world that you have come to set free. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Please, can you help me appreciate the sound team? Sound team, they come for rehearsals with us. I know they are humble too, but then without the sound, the production is amazing. And the refreshment team, please appreciate them for me. Thank you all. God bless you all. And see you at the next gospel night, which will be